Conversation 2. Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me that I could find you in the restroom. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Well, it looks like you're watching TV. But we have a math examination tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it and maybe I can study with you.
Oh, well, I'm just taking a break. This math stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours through it already. I'm beginning to go over. I just don't get some of them.
But I can't believe you're coming to me. I mean, you do know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know. You told me. I just thought two heads might be better than one.
Yeah, that's a nice idea, but, you know, I wish I knew that person in our class who got 100 on the last test. She didn't miss a question. Is it Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. She's a friend of mine. She'd be a big help right now. Why don't we give her a call?
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30. I don't want to impose on her.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But we really need her help now. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
It's worth a try.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5. Why does the man watch TV rather than prepare for the exam?
Question 6. Why does the woman want to study with the man?
Question 7. How does the man respond to the woman's proposal to call Elizabeth?
Question 8. What can we know about Elizabeth according to the conversation?